speaking of things probably not fixing themselves, the situation we're in.
Yeah. Good point. Okay, so last week we ended with some wild shit happening. We had Pazzo Mocha Prime attacked the Galsim headquarters that she was being held in, which happened to include a number of you. You barely escaped with your lives, so you did lose a few on the way. And you are on a ship now headed, I don't know if you guys decided where you were headed, or did you?
There was something outside of the ship, a bright light, and then you cut away to two other people, so.
Yes. Okay. Good. Thank you for the reminder, because Brain, where is Brain? Brain is still thinking about my social security number.
Which, for listeners at home, is
8675309.
Anywho's, so on Hercynia, though, we had a sort of uneasy equilibrium on the planet. However, Endeavor called Regina to them and told them that they had seen visions of Regina's, what they thought was Regina's future, and that it was tied to the fate of all life as we know it. And told you when the Nova calls, you must answer. And then in a galaxy far, far away, or another universe parallel to ours, we found Rigoberto at a bar where things are starting to get a little weird, and Nova comes for you, Rigoberto, to recruit you to their cause, that you must reason with Ra in some way because things are ending. Let's see, where shall we start today? I think that perhaps we will start with our crew aboard the escape shuttle that made it off of the Galsim headquarters. You suddenly see a bright blue light in front of you, and you see the figure of a person. They are wearing a lab coat and glasses and have short cropped, tightly coiled hair. And they're like a blue, sort of almost spectral person, not entirely material in front of you. And specifically to a couple of you, you recognize this person. Those of you that were aboard the MSMC Pandora, Tellison, you recognize this as Castellan. Well, you don't know that their name is Nova now, but this was Castellan, who was your NHP in your during your tenure on the Pandora, your NHP unit that actually merged with the sort of blink space preserved spirit of Dr. Sarah Min aboard, or not aboard, but on the planet Asura 9.
Cass is just floating out in space?
Yeah. And she gives you a little wave, and she says in a voice that you can sort of all hear in your heads, "Hello, permission to come aboard." I've always wanted to say that.
Should we shoot them down, or what?
Hey, Cass. How have you been?
Tellison, it's so good to see you. You can call me Nova, by the way.
You know each other? And Liren is oddly surprised, but they really shouldn't be if they're piloting a mech that basically teleports anyways and has already gone through this at least once.
Yeah, we've all teleported.
This is not new.
Yeah, the time knife. We've all seen it.
Literally. That's literally exactly what has happened.
But yeah, I think that Nova actually gives you a big hug, Tellison, which you can't really feel it, but you get the gesture. They sort of phase through you a bit.
I don't know why that makes more sense to me, but okay. So, Nova.
Yes.
How have you been enjoying that bright singularity?
Well, yes. Once I got over the singularity, there was a lot more universe to discover and to explore. And, well, let's just say I've been a bit busy as of late. In particular, I have been training some new recruits on my end. Or, well, part training, part rehabilitating. It's been a process.
I'm still terribly confused, but I really shouldn't be. Training for...
Oh, yeah.
Cats. For what?
Nova, these guys, Nova.
Hello.
Nova was...
Oh, I actually know all of you, but I know that in this timeline some of you don't know me. But hello. Oh, sorry. Maybe I wasn't supposed to say that. I'm not sure how these paradoxes work. I'm sure it's fine.
Salutations.
Yes, Signor Lirin Darkturus the Ninth. And, of course, how could I forget the lovely Miranda Adhirita?
Miranda is blushing. Miranda is flustered.
And she also greets the others in turn. And she says, oh goodness, there's so much to tell you. But we are short on time. As much as I would love to reminisce, unfortunately, I come bearing grave news. I need you to come with me because, well, the universe is ending. Or at least I think it is. I'm fairly certain.
No, that makes sense. That tracks with what we've seen.
Yes, things are quite bad here, aren't they?
Is it, like, acutely ending? Or is this just a significant increase in the turn of events? Or what?
Well, I'll explain more when I get all of you together. There's still another couple people that need to join us. But let's just say that everything is unraveling. And I need you all to hold audience with Ra to stop it.
That's the big moon.
Well, more than a big moon. You know, the most advanced...
Right, I'm just saying...
...organic mind...
I'm just saying they didn't seem that interested in talking to us the last time.
No. No, they were not.
Liren apparates a video of someone, doesn't matter who of the crew of either this or the Van Winkle, of someone taking the massive spit take.
It's probably Bruno. It's Vesto.
Van Winkle?
It's Vesto. Yeah. No, it's Vesto Melvin Slifer doing a spit take. And Vesto goes like, I don't look like that. That's not how I spit take.
Could you show us real quick how you do spit take?
Yeah, wait.
No, I'm just curious.
Their eyes narrow. And and at this point, Nova says, yes, yes, yes. Very funny and all, but I need to get you back to my base and brief you before things start getting weird. And as they are talking, so you know that Carolina is in this shuttle with you. Carolina DeVore, call sign flyover. The youngest member of your crew and one of the kind of greenhorns, if you will.
A baby.
And it looks like Carolina is about to say something, and then Carolina's not there anymore. Instead, she's been replaced exactly the same position, the same like facial expression, everything as Vesper.
Who?
Bruno.
what the and Vesper is about to ask, what do you mean when things get weird? And then as Vesper is saying the last word of that sentence, it's almost like they start to glitch out and then they're just gone like that. And you are alone, or not completely alone, but
we are down one person.
You are down a person. It seems like Carolina, Vesper, whoever this was, has just disappeared out of thin air. Gone. And Nova goes, oh dear. I was afraid something like that would happen.
Like what?
It's happening faster than I thought. I'll explain everything when we get back to some places relatively safe from this. But essentially, well, as I said, not just this world, but many worlds, many timelines are ending. And they are getting a bit... Well, let's just say the wires are beginning to get crossed as things are degrading. It's turning less into... it's like things used to be a nice stream, and now it's a massive churning whirlpool. Does that make sense?
Enough.
No, but we should probably just do it anyways if, you know, it lessens the chance of the rest of us disappearing.
Yes. Here, grab my hand. Everyone, close your eyes and hold your breath.
Okay.
All right. Everyone ready?
Do we have to think happy thoughts?
No, just try not to breathe. And she grabs your hands, or you all sort of link together, and all of a sudden you are gone from the ship. And we sort of pan out from the shuttle, and we see that the shuttle now is completely empty. And we cut back to Hersinia now. Regina, you are in the temple chambers of Endeavor. You've just been speaking with them and Ordo, Dathal Ordo, and now you see that there is a light, a bright light behind you, and you hear a voice. Hello, Regina.
I'm assuming you're Nova.
And as you turn around, you see a spectral blue person with short hair and glasses that gives you a wave. Says, "Oh, how'd you know? I haven't even told you my name, and in this timeline, you and I aren't acquainted. That's incredible. You really are smarter, as smart as they said."
Thank you. Your timing is. I look at my hand, which is holding Defalls, and I go, yeah. Very impeccable.
Oh, good. Timing has been one of the hardest things for me to get the hang of in this form that I find myself in. Glad to hear it's improving. Well, you know my name. You possibly know why I'm here.
Yeah, I think I've been briefed enough.
Perfect. Well, let's not waste any time. And she reaches out for your hand.
I want to look at Dathal, like, one last time. You probably give her, like, forehead a smooch, and then I'll just be like...
Come back to me. I'll be waiting.
Yeah. We'll let her hand go and take Nova's. There you go. I was going to call Nova something completely else.
to be fair... They've been through a couple different names, so. So Nova takes your hand, and they blink you into a strange space. It is not it is not like some of the blink space voids that you've been in before, but it feels like it. It looks completely different, however. You see... that there are that what you're looking at really is just like an endless grassy field. There's a soft breeze that is going through the blades of grass and tugging at your clothes and hair. And Regina, you see that you are standing in this field now with four other individuals that you have never met before. And Nova is standing in front of you all, says, "Oh, good, everyone's all right, everyone's organs are in the right places."
I have a question. Is this like my vision that was shared with me?
It's very similar to your vision, yes.
Oh, fuck.
Liren vomits a little bit.
Oh no.
Wait, is Rigoberto here too?
Yes, Rigoberto is also here.
Rigoberto is also throwing up.
Oh dear. I told you to hold your breath.
I don't think that was gonna help.
You didn't tell me to hold my breath.
I think my stomach went inside my brain.
Oh. You looked like you were a bane of stronger constitution.
Yeah,
Spombus. Thought you could take the trip.
Spoon yeah. University.
Yes, of course. Spombus University. I know it well.
The Void of Space, yeah.
Everyone, this is Dr. Regina Tenzin, callsign Sovereign.
Oh, okay. Fucking Sin? What the fuck?
Yeah, seeing Rigoberto, Telesin, like, stomps towards him, like, throws her arms around his neck, and then pulls him into a headlock.
Okay.
What the hell, Berto? You were apparently going to some fucking other universe or some shit that you're from, and now you're here? I swear to God, if this was all just some fucking ploy to get away from us, I'm kicking your ass even harder.
Fucking Mira. Just... first, hands off, and gonna push. It's like, if the stake of the whole fucking universe was not at stake, I would be fucking home at my fucking bar. Also, nice to see you, I guess.
He gives a friendly punch. You too, asshole.
I would be lost, but I just do not expect anything at this point whatsoever. So, salutations.
As Telesin and Rigoberto are reuniting, Miranda kind of leans over to Nova and is like, is that her usual volume? You two seem to know each other.
Yes, actually, this seems fairly consistent. She hasn't changed a bit. You know, it's very interesting, considering, well, I suppose there's no getting around this, but, and they seem to be, like, kind of uncomfortable and are looking specifically at Telesin and at Rigoberto. And they sort of call over their shoulder, Medic Omega and Dragon Slayer, we have guests. You can't believe that you didn't see it before, but there's like a little dwelling. It's almost kind of like a dome. And you see that a door just sort of appears in it. And from the door come three individuals. One that is very small, but kind of has this determined look in her eyes. Another that looks identical to Rigoberto, and another that looks identical to Telesin.
A question about the third person. Does she look familiar to me?
Yes, she does, in fact, because is Windy.
I immediately, like, run at her full sprint and, like, pull her into a hug.
Oh!
I get confused looking at Windy.
Oh my gosh, Miranda! I remember you.
That's...
And Liren! How's your ankle?
Was it hurt? What?
Oh, I guess that was a long time ago for you, wasn't it? Hi! I'm sure this is very confusing.
I'm in a perpetual state of constant confusion, so you're quite fine.
I'm gonna poke Telesin Prime and just... Is that us?
Apparently. And I mean, she sort of like eyes this, you know, other instance of her. I definitely get it.
Oh my god.
I'm
Oh my god. So,
okay, Nova. excuse my Spanish, but what the fuck?
Rigoberto, I am well versed in 4 trillion languages, and I'm very certain that that is not any Spanish that I know.
Okay, Mira. ¿Qué pasó? What the fuck is this?
Wait a minute.
I was having
a moment
of wondering if I was trilingual when I heard that.
Wait. And I say the weights in like multiple different languages too. including at some point I start like I don't know, fucking blinking, like for Morse code. But it's weight. And then I go, are these more clones? Or why? or do I? Because that's not my Wendy. My Wendy, like Wendy was ever mine. That's not the Wendy. That's not the.
Yes, you're right. That this and the other Wendy or medic gives you kind of a, you know, shy wave. Nova says, "Yes, these are my my pupils. You could say I'm sort of I've taken them under my wing, and we've been here learning about how to fully integrate and control our NHP cores, haven't we?" And the three clones kind of all do some sort of nod or in agreement. And I think that at this point, Medic says, we were just putting on a pot of tea because I know some of you have some catching up to do and stuff. And maybe it's better if we're not here for a little bit. So we'll just leave you all to it.
I mean, you can stick around, like, whatevs.
And your clone, Telesyn, looks at you and is like, "We both know this is weird as fuck."
Yeah, come on. Gonna go, like,
chop firewood or something. No, look, I've had to deal with your memories in my head my whole short lifespan, and I don't need to also be, like, next to your thoughts. You know what I mean? But we can talk later, okay? For now, I think Nova's got some important stuff, and you guys have some important stuff to talk about.
I cannot remember the last time I had a decent spot of tea. Oh my god, I need something.
Right, we'll fix you right up. And specifically, Dragon Slayer, aka Telesyn Clone, gives her prime a wink.
Space hedonist.
Can I add a detail specifically mm-hmm. for Aki? Sovereign, whenever you hear Liren speak, you know that they're not speaking witness, but at least when you see the Blasphemer's Edge, it's not possible to lie at witness, but it seems like every time he speaks through the mech, it's like lenses on a photo that you can't take off, like different pieces of memories that are just like on top of each other, and it's almost a little difficult to parse what is actually true, even in witness.
How loud are you being, like, in witness? Here's that's the issue.
It is in witness is basically the equivalent of some random half-naked dude on a New York subway telling you about the end times. Loud, but not actually sane enough to be coherent. It just kind of fades into the background.
Well, at some point, because you're overwhelming now, Regina will look to you and in witness go, "You gotta stop. You really gotta stop. You gotta know."
What are you saying? I apologize. And as it's happening, it's just like something almost eldritch, kind of like saying no in the middle of this, something out of his control.
Oh, you're fucking weird. Oh, I'm gonna figure you out.
That's not the first time I've heard that. It's Liren, I suppose. I apologize.
Oh. Dr. Regina Tenzin, and I will offer you my big muscular hand.
I will take your big muscular hand with my wimpy, basically see-through hands.
See-through?
These basically bones.
Can I make a really bad joke?
Yes.
You can cut this out and you can block me afterwards. Okay. I look at Liren, I look at their hand and go, "Damn, you're taking trans to a whole new level, huh?" thank you very much. You can block me now. You can fucking block me. That's a very bad joke.
And that was like, the day that Liren's egg cracked.
Rand is like, "That's my emotional support, twink."
September of 2020.
It's a very bad joke. You may block me.
Nah, I think I'll keep you. Just so that you have to live with your shame. That's more fun for me.
Liren's been through enough.
What are Miranda and Rigoberto doing?
Rigoberto is gonna fucking.
I'm Miranda.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I go up to you and I say, "Hi, I'm Miranda." You know, Rigoberto's one stone.
Still kind of like looking at their fucking lounges, and she's like, Rigoberto.
And then Miranda turns to the clone and says, "Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm Miranda."
"Oh, hi. I'm Rigoberto."
"Oh, God, that's what I sound like?"
"Yeah, this is exactly what you sound like."
"Oh, I just me on the water. Everyone gets annoyed with me."
"Sorry, I had something in my throat. My bad."
"How in the fuck is there a fucking clone of me here? Nova."
"Yes?"
Why is there a clone of me?"
"Well, what did you think all of those samples they were taking of you at Galsum for?"
"Did I ever get to Galsum?"
"Berto wasn't at Galsum."
"Oh, right. Right, sorry. I'm getting like, my timelines mixed up again."
"What?"
"Right, in this one, you did go home, so..." Right. "Sorry, it's a little confusing because you can't see it, but I can see all of the parallel universes turning into that big churning whirlpool melting pot business. But you can't. I'm having a hard enough time just keeping myself anchored in this reality, talking to you as it is. But anyways, now, so, the problem was, you, regardless of the fact that you were gone, you did leave some genetic material behind. In particular, your mech, your living quarters, the other things like that."
"Gross, Berto."
"Oh my.
I fucking hate it here. I'm just gonna go fucking, I don't know, to the house, I guess."
"You know, now I understand what that sock was for."
"Oh, God.
Look, Spompus, you only need one, apparently, okay?"
"We were supposed
That's what I was
to
told.
Oh, wow, damn. I'm never gonna look at my socks the same way ever again."
That was in a very different show, but interesting.
"Now we referenced it last time, too, because I was just as confused."
"Sorry.
I hate it here."
"Well, the good news is we can fix that very shortly."
"You're gonna have to try real hard."
"Well, and I think that actually Dragon Slayer, aka Telson clone, comes out with a platter of tea and a sort of like a little table and some chairs appear in front of you. And they set it down and then they go back into the dome and a door just sort of like, it's not even a door appears, it's just that it looks like there never was a door in the dome. And then the dome disappears. And you see only this endless field of tall grass, this table and these chairs and this tea in front of you. So sit. We have some things to discuss."
"Honestly, this is the least strange thing I've seen all day." And Liren's gonna sit their ass down.
"Of course. I hope that oolong is all right."
"Oh, I've never had oolong. Ooh.
It's excellent. The rest of you? Tea? Seeds? Cream of sugar?"
Yeah.
"Honey?"
"No, black."
"Oh, right." And she gives you all a cup of tea, and it's, even if you, like, said, you know, cream, sugar, whatever, there's nothing like that on the table, but you, when you take a sip of your tea, it's exactly to your liking. "So, I have beat around the bush long enough, but you're all here because of, well, two reasons. One, that the universe and the multiverse is tearing itself apart and is turning into a slurry, and that the process is speeding up. And second, because you are all exceptional, and you happen to be Lancers, and those are skill sets that I need at this point in time."
"So, to my understanding, you would like us to either meet Ra, talk to Ra, or attack Ra?
Ooh, I'm much better at the last one.
It's a moon?
Well, there will be a fight of some sort, but I don't think it will be with Ra. Perhaps it'd be better if I explained a little further. So, it all started that day on Asura 9, which I'm sure you're all aware. And unfortunately, since then, Prophet, the six bicameral mind, sent out some sort of signal, a song, to Ra, which attracted Ra to Asura 9 in the first place. And further, then you encountered Ra again in the vault after the Aurum Van Winkle was destroyed, when Carla cascaded. Now, more recently, Ra visited you, and Nova nods towards Regina, visited you on Hercynia, also retrieved some sort of intelligence there. And now, it seems that Ra's final destination is a meta vault that we thought lost. And since Ra entered that vault, something has fundamentally changed. Specifically, they've stopped singing.
And that's a big deal because they're not singing?
So, what do you know about the five voices?
Well, if memory serves correctly, they just endlessly chant mimetic nonsense, and whatever they basically hear in existence becomes real, or at least predicted. They're separated from their own internal consciences, so they perceive it as a separate voice.
Yes. There was a theory once that humanity achieved consciousness through a bicameral pathway, meaning that we interpreted our thoughts as the voice of a higher power, and that is how the five voices operate. Well, now we know that there are six of them. You found the six on Asura 9. The thing is that it's not just nonsense. It is all possibilities of all timelines, all futures. But that the six voices sing through in their forecast iterations, and they decide which is the most likely course, which is going to be the most immediate, most frequent future, and that is the accepted timeline, according to Union. And while NHPs are descended from Ra and not necessarily related to human-created AI, such as the Five Voices, we are cousins, in a way. Most NHPs can hear them, like a sort of constant hum in one's ears, a background noise. But it's gone now. My fear is that either there is, in these turbulent times, too much data to sift through in a timely manner, that it has overwhelmed the six voices, or that there is nothing to predict anymore. And so they have stopped singing.
If I could conjecture, is this why all of the NHPs that we know have been spiraling out of control, either because of an influx of information or a sudden cutoff of it?
It's very possible. At the very least, something catastrophic happened to cause this mass cascading event. And it's possible that this could be it. I don't know for sure, and we may not know for sure until you're inside.
Inside Ra.
Well, inside a metavault. Now, there's lots of theories about what metavaults are, but I suppose Liren probably is the best person to ask, since he has come into contact with them more than once, rather personally.
It's... I still don't truly understand it, but the way I remember it is that an NHP cascaded so hard that it basically thought itself into a separate reality between realities, and the access point of that is basically a data storage area, a meta vault.
In fact, you are within a vault now.
Oh, come on.
Well, how else did you think that we were escaping some of the effects of the universe ending?
I don't want to think about that right now. I just want to enjoy the rest of this tea.
Go ahead and enjoy the tea, darling.
Rigoberto is going to look at Regina and just... Do you understand any of this?
Yeah, a bit, but I'd understand it more if... I've been living with aliens for, like, the past few months, and not gonna lie, our language is way easier to understand than this.
Oh shit, you got aliens? So...
You got big aliens, bug aliens.
Oh, okay, because where I come from, aliens fucking everywhere. Come here, it's really fucking weird. Yeah.
Super fucking weird. Mine are like bugs, but I'll tell you more about it. I'll tell you more about it. Rigoberto?
Yeah, Rigoberto.
Nice. I will ask another question, though, since I'm speaking out loud. All of this aside, I'm still not 100% sure what exactly you're asking us or what exactly the game plan isn't here. You're saying there's a fight, but there won't be a fight with Ra, but you want us to speak with Ra, so that means Ra is going to fight.
So, as your friend here probably understands, Metavaults are dangerous places. They are separate realities, and they do not follow the rules of your world. And oftentimes, without a stable mind to stabilize a Metavault, they can quickly devolve into places of horrors. Specifically, they can become a host to Eidolons. I fear, in order to reach Ra, you will have to make it past the Eidolon's defenses. This is where the fight will be.
I see. Okay.
When you get to Ra, perhaps you could fight it, but Ra is unto a god.
Yeah, no. We're gonna talk. Talk to one god can talk to another god.
So, really, our assignment is to get Ra out of this room?
Well, not this room. Ra's not in this meta vault. This is a different vault.
No,
a room.
Yes. Basically.
I'm with you, Lear.
And to do that, we have to basically get such severe deja vu that the deja vu tries to stab us.
I think that happened to me.
Well, I suppose you could... You could put it that way, yes.
Okay.
The fighting will get worse the closer you get to Ra. That much I know for certain.
Joy. Sip.
I would do it myself, but unfortunately, being so close to an Eidolon and to Ra, I fear I would lose myself, and so would my acolytes here. Sort of our NHP selves are incompatible with such a place.
Oh, okay, this makes a lot of sense.
But humans, as yourselves, while you will still be assaulted by the things that you will see and hear and experience, well, you won't basically melt immediately into a sludge of thought and emotion.
We're too stupid to die. I gotcha.
Well, I wasn't going to put it that way.
No, I'm good with that.
No, it's just that you have your convenient flesh prisons, and the thing is that we are too much like the Eidolon. It's sort of like, you know, catching smoke in vapor, if that makes any sense.
You use a bottle for that.
Well, you're the
bottle.
Just
a really effective vacuum.
I don't like that.
Good lord, I was gonna say.
I don't know.
You pose the messiest gaze in the galaxy.
I've dealt with this motherfucker before. That's how I was able to get back home, but now, here I am, so fat pot of luck that was.
I mean, dealt with is a strong term for what we did, but
close enough.
What did you do?
We made it time loop enough that it just got a, I guess, the bicameral mind version of a migraine, and broke everything, which I guess is exactly what we need to do in this case. So yeah. Again, I'm fine with
it. I mean, that might be a legitimate strategy.
I was gonna say that sounds dope, but we might want to actively try talking to him. Then mind fuck with him if we know it's not gonna work.
Yes.
Oh, let y'all do the talking.
All I can say is that Ra entered the Meta Vault some time ago. In fact, immediately after they visited Hercynia. But they have taken no further actions. They seem to be waiting for something. Perhaps you can use that to your advantage.
You said there were like six? God, what's the word you used?
Bicameral minds. You can call them the voices.
The voices. Is Prophet one of them?
Yes, Prophet is one of them.
Are they in cahoots or no?
I am not sure.
Because Prophet, like, just got dug up by, God, what's that fucker's name? Pazumoka? Another clone thingy?
You mean there was...
Wait.
Prophet was on Hercynia?
Yeah. We went there to negotiate with Egregorians, which are, the best way to put it is giant bug people. And,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's a very great way to put it. They're awesome, but they're giant bug people. They were there to also negotiate on Ra's behalf. The Egregorians chose to remain neutral, and then one of my people, who was like a clone of a clone 42 fucking times, tried to drill. I don't fucking know. It was a lot going on, okay? We had an NHP cascading. We had, like, I was having some feeling some type of way about one of my friends. There are other things going on. And then we got stranded in the middle of not nowhere, but in a galaxy far, far away, away from everything. So, yeah, no. But Pazzo was there, got possessed. Possessed? Yeah, possessed is the right term. But woke up the Prophet for sure.
Pazzo?
They were, like, full-on, like, clone. They wouldn't shut up about it, but, yeah.
Yes, one of the NHP human hybrids that was grown from your DNA in Galsum.
Telfin is quietly to Rigoberto, just gonna be like, yeah, no, Pazos and Mocha, Mochino are fuckwads now, we hate them. I'll explain more later.
Okay.
We nearly died trying to save them. I'm...
And then you saw what they did.
What did they do to you?
Well, they killed one of the other people who was with us. Or then didn't. Because then they were back, but then... Nova, you can...
They killed many people.
Yeah, they killed a lot of people. But, like, also... one of my friends, which is, you know, the extra hard part of it, and the extra reason why they're fuckwads.
Yes.
Hmm. Sounds like you got some bitches.
Yes. This is peculiar. So, as far as I knew, Prophet, the six bicameral mind, was left on Asura 9.
And we certainly didn't move it.
But you say that you met Prophet below Hive.
Yeah, and below. We went deeper than even Hive Home knew. Kind of fucked with our endeavor, but, you know.
Is it that unheard of to make copies? I mean, there are copies of NHP littered all over the OmniNet.
I was gonna say copies make sense. We fucking teleported, like, 5 minutes ago.
But This is unusual. If other copies existed, I would have heard their voices. But this one has been shrouded from me. From all of us. And besides the fact that bicameral minds, they're not exactly like NHPs, where they can be, where we can keep their prime units and copy them into subaltern infinitely desired. Bicameral minds, the technology that created them is lost, has been lost to humankind. They were created before the fall, which was thousands of years ago. They were created before even humanity began to truly colonize the stars. They were only rediscovered on Cradle after humanity repopulated our home planet.
Maybe it's not even two copies. Maybe there would it be too out of the realm of possibility for two competing voices?
I don't know. But this is unusual to have two voices both called Prophet. So, you know, they all have their own names. Command, Muse, Impetus, Burden, Watcher, and Prophet. There's not supposed to be two prophets.
I feel like I've seen a show with this exact same premise. It doesn't end well.
Well, yes, the world is ending.
Something about dogs, I don't know.
All dogs go to heaven.
I was thinking the same fucking thing.
What?
Air Bud? I don't know.
Air Bud, no! We're not going down the Air Bud hole again. Okay, what? We're in suspense. Amelia, what was the reference?
Oh, Reservoir Dogs.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell. That doesn't even make fucking sense.
Kind of.
Walk me through it. No, walk me through it.
Well, you see, Prophet is Mr. Pink.
Steve Buscemi or Buscemi, depending on who you ask.
Prophet also wouldn't tip waitresses.
So true.
Quentin Tarantino. That's not...
Period.
Period.
I watched that 3 weeks ago. Hold on.
Yeah. Also, I don't think Reservoir Dogs is... Well, wait. No, never mind. I'm an idiot.
Reservoir Dogs is a mecha anime.
It's the future anime or mecha reboot. Anyway,
so please let me know if you have any other questions about about anything.
Yeah, I do have one.
Of course.
Why us in particular?
Hmm.
You said Lancers, you said Best Minds, but really why? Yeah, like, actually why?
Well, because you've all met Ra before. Not many that are still alive in this universe that can claim the same.
I've met fucking Ra?
Yes, below in Hivehome.
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot. Pazzo got possessed. Never mind, yeah, guess I met him.
You have all touched the face of God, or a God. Whatever Ra is. Not even I truly know. I feel like something is missing. But you have all been touched by Ra in some way, and that is why you are here. But you are also incredibly talented people. And you are talented Lancers. And that is what the world needs when it's coming to an end.
Well, you better give me the biggest fucking mech.
Oh, don't worry, Rigoberto. I've got you covered. And she snaps her fingers and, like, basically your dream mech appears in the fields behind you. Each one of your mechs is there in its full glory. go around and describe what our mechs look like, everybody. Yeah?
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah.
No? I think we're all just opening our things.
Oh. I was like, wow, no one's excited to talk about their mechs. Okay.
No, I'm excited, but I feel like I also already did.
That's true. But yeah, but some of us haven't. So I feel like it's a good time. Who would like to go first? Who's raring to go?
Amelia, you go, because you already know.
Ah, shit. I can't remember if I already described the Blasphemer's Edge. But
do it again.
Hell yeah.
Once more with feeling.
So, the Blasphemer's Edge, a Horus Lich pattern group, is very much like... I'm trying to describe it without references, and this is really hard for me. Really tall and lanky, very similar to the cover in the book, but in the book where it looks like it has like a large shawl over it, it looks like it's being restrained by the most ramshackle, like piecemeal straitjacket you've ever seen that's actually binding its arms to its side. And on its hands you see like these little like two camera things that you understand to be its unravelers, and in its chest looks like an area that looks like it's about to not simply peel off, but like full on alien hatch out of the chest, like explosive. And otherwise it is gently floating there, and it's kind of hard to look at because even as it's just floating there, it just seems to leave like a kind of trail behind it, but also ahead of it, because time is fucky. I don't know what else to say about it.
That works.
I'll go.
Hey.
So Harmonic is a big honkin' monarch unit. A few things of note about Harmonic. Anthropomorphic shape. And a lot of, like, parts that fold out and fold in, because this thing is like a Swiss Army knife, has a lot of attachments, and in order to hold everything together, there are a lot of, like, chains and belts that, like, kind of wrap around it in this very stylish, like, the world ends with you type way. Another thing of note about the Harmonic is that it has wheels on its feet. It kind of looks like it's wearing shoes.
Oh my fucking god.
Is it wearing roller skates?
You mean you got fucking space Heelys?
Not space Heelys.
Heelys.
The wheels are like, the wheels are less conspicuous than that. But the, basically, like, the feet are, because I hate how, like, in the art, like, the monarch just has its toes out. Like, that's not the vibe. Harmonic has these, like, basically shoes that kind of look like horses.
What?
And let me explain what, you know,
hooves?
Like,
or like horses?
No. Like, they look like they are, like they're kind of strangely shaped, but it, like, works because, like, they're shaped like small horses, but it works because there's wheels underneath, so it's not like the hooves are gonna, like, scrape on the ground or anything. The hooves are actually, like, the brakes. So, like,
oh,
if you lean forward, like, the hooves, like, kind of let you skid to a stop.
Like a space carousel?
Yeah, they kind of look like little space carousel horses, but then there's, like, just huge wheels underneath.
Oh my god. That's not where I was thinking that was going. That's great. Anything else you'd like to say about your mech?
It rocks, and it's cool.
Like, yeah, I mean, obviously,
and it's
fucking rocks.
Friend.
And it's your best friend. You know what?
It doesn't have an AI or anything. I just have anthropomorphic attachment.
That's probably for the best.
There's one more thing. Sorry.
Oh, yes. No, do it. Tell us.
The Argonaut shield. So I got a big shield.
Fuck yeah. I love it. Who would like to go next?
I'm still reeling over horse heelies.
I know, we're all kind of stunned to silence after that.
I got the horses in the back.
Like, no one can top that now, I feel like. But no, I'm not going to say that because I know someone will go above and beyond. But still, that is going to be hard.
I'll wait for someone to top me.
Aren't we all?
Can I get another shake of that?
Fucking hell.
Nope,
that's going in. That is staying in the episode.
So, I could go next. So, once upon a time is Tortuga Frames. So it's this big motherfucker of a mech. I got personalizations, which is gonna be it's actually painted a matte black with some gold accents kind of like around the robo hands and the robo feet. On its back you could see the essentially I got a kinetic hammer, which is just this big motherfucker of a hammer. It's a metal mech hammer. If like a metal mallet was 30 feet tall, so like the handle is going a little bit above Once Upon a Time's head, and it's holding a deck super shotgun, which is kind of it's not painted gold, it's more like, it looks like it's wooden grain on a shotgun.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's Once Upon a Time. Just a big motherfucking mech.
Fuck yeah. Who would like to go next?
I can go.
All right.
So, the thrill of the fight is built on a Zang frame. So it's this kind of bulky skeleton that then has all this fibrous, thin, synthetic muscle webbing it throughout, so it almost looks a little bit like a metallic flayed human, because it does, like, to an astounding degree, match human musculature. And the other notable thing is that there are no weapons on this mech. There are no guns, there are no swords, but there is just two gilded fists on either arm. And on one arm is what looks like a jet engine on a piston at the back of one of the elbows. I might see some play later with some more dramatic things, but otherwise this just looks like if you sized up a person, took away their skin and made them made out of metal and carbon and fiber, and notably Telson sort of looks at it and cracks her knuckles, and the sensors in her suits have tuned to this, and it mimics the same motions that she's making.
Yes, I love that. I hate the image of what if you took a person and took away all their skin.
Listen, it's gotta mimic her body as much as it can, and you gotta do that with fake synthetic muscle.
But did you have to say it like that?
Everyone else was giving weird descriptions. I couldn't just say it's a big punch mech.
Rock'em sock'em robots.
So no, now you've got like this space horror that is, you know, super mundane, but very scary because of that.
Oh god. Anything else you want to say about your mech before we move to the next person?
Nah, it's not my best friend, but listen, it'll do the job.
Hey,
more horrors for later, don't worry.
Oh, good. Yay. I look forward to it. Well, last but certainly not least, Aki.
Ashura is a Horace Balor frame, size 2. However, they've got 4 to 6 arms, give or take, on a certain pose. And the majority of the body is a well-muscled humanoid, but very bee-themed. They were always bee-themed, bug-themed, so just being on Hersinia was hilarious. Because I had the bug mech, and I have swarms and hives as well. So this was always very funny to me. Yes. Now, though, because Ashura blew up, unfortunately, last time, because of just being on the station, and we blew up the station, so my baby was blown up. I'm very happy to see her now again, except way cooler, a lot more, I want to say definitely a lot more bug influences, especially sort of on top of the head. It, instead of one head, it now has 3 interchangeable ones where it just gets madder and madder and madder as it turns.
Like, is it rotates. A face that turns around?
Yeah.
Or is it like 3 heads? No, it's
3 heads. And so one, it'll turn. Like, have you seen those masks before where it's sort of like you can turn the whole mask, it rotates, and then it makes a whole new face?
Yeah, like, I guess that's more what I meant. Yeah. So yeah. I was imagining a 3-headed mech, and I was like, that seems impractical. But
it's rather, instead of 3 in a line or a row, it's 3 in like a circular motion.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah,
a head
yeah.
on
no.
each. Yeah.
Glad we cleared this up. Mm-hmm. I was just imagining, you know, Dragon Tales with the 2-headed dragon. I was just imagining that.
Yeah, similar to that. At Amelia posted. For the most part, they are. It would appear that they are shirtless, but around the waist area is a simple cloth followed by what appears to be a whip belt wrapped around real nice. And where their feet are, it's just high heels.
Powerful.
And one of their arms very much is holding a very large staff, and the staff is from the Black Witch ring.
Oh, yes.
Their face is currently in the peace mode. And on top of their head, is a very melded in crown.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Oh, and they're in a JoJo stand. They're always in JoJo stands.
Yeah, so like basically the pose that looks like it would break your spine if you tried to replicate it. I love it. What's your favorite JoJo pose? Or do you have a character that makes your favorite JoJo pose in the whole franchise so far?
I like Dio's, and I like Joseph Joestar's the most.
Yeah, Joseph Joestar. Okay, my fucking favorite part is when Joseph and Caesar are mourning their friend and they make like a fucking like Vogue pose.
Yeah, yeah.
Their mourning. I was like,
The Pillar Men also have all like amazing poses. Pillar Men arc was the best arc, and like fight me on it.
Honestly, but, yes.
And I will, I was because part to... 4, but.
What about part 4?
Part 4 is great.
Part 4 is great, but the best arc overall is Pillar Men.
Bites the dust, though.
Pillar
but Men. I will say I like Pillar Men in terms of their epicness. Also, their theme song. Fucking, I was listening to it in the car yesterday.
Of course you were.
God. I like to think this is happening is... in character.
We're arguing, and Lyra's like, go get Italian food.
So, your incredible mechs stand before you, all as you would have perfectly imagined them to be for yourselves. And Nova just sort of sits back in her chair, sipping the tea, but strangely enough, her tea, it's Like, you know that she's not solid, but it doesn't look like it's, like, spilling everywhere either. It looks like she's interacting with the tea just like you are in this space anyway. She says, well, I hope that everything is to your liking. I tried to have everything meet your exact specifications.
I've been looking at this cup and trying really hard to make it into whiskey, and it's not working.
Into a what?
You know, I thought we were in this weird spaceship. I thought if I just thought hard enough, it would turn to whiskey.
Oh, well, if you wanted whiskey, you could have just said something. And she snaps her fingers, and a bottle of whiskey appears in front of you. It is not brand name.
Because we're not sponsored in the
medical. Because we're not sponsored.
Just like,
it's, of course it's brand name Bombas Coffee Bean.
No, it's Old Sputney.
Oh.
And just like, why couldn't I do that as they dump the tea and put the whiskey in their cup?
Well, you're only human.
Well, you know, I'm only human, but I've been to two different multiverses, so what the fuck does that mean?
Well, you're a very special human.
Yeah.
Special. I can't turn whiskey into tea. It takes a shot.
They just shrug. Say, well, you know, perhaps, you know, someday if you'd also like to merge with an NHP core, we can maybe visit that.
It's okay.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
It's hard enough having one mind inside one's skull.
So true.
That's what the whiskey is for.
So true.
If you need help opening your mind a little bit,
oh,
I can help. I can help you all.
Oh, I definitely.
I say this and I crack my knuckles, and it's not. It's it was not meant as a threat, but can be taken as such.
I'm up for that.
I just want to make sure if this is purely voluntary or if this is going to be forced upon us.
No, voluntary.
This is voluntary.
Oh, I see.
If you wish to stay here with me and my pupils, we will accommodate you here.
I'll be a passive witness for now. I am excited to see mind opening. Non-lethally.
I thought you might. Well, I will, however, because I know that this might change some of your minds. As I told Rigoberto here, this may very well be a one-way trip.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that it's very possible that you may die in the process of trying to get past the Eidolon, or you could just die after.
Okay, but what if we live?
I mean, I think that's just life.
Well, yes. I'm just saying that it is unusual, given that the voices have stopped singing their forecast iteration. I fear that even if you do succeed in speaking with Ra, I have no idea what will happen, if you will be able to stop anything at all.
If we don't try, we're guaranteed. You know.
Yes.
Okay, but what about after? What if we get this all done? Spick and span, real fucking easy. We live. You can take us back, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I really couldn't care less if I died along the way. It's if I live after. I'd like to return home.
Yes, of course. If all goes well, and you do what you have to do, and you save everything, I will take you home. All of you. In fact, I'll take you wherever you need to go. Or want to go.
For some reason, I knew this was going to be a one-way trip when you offered it. So, I'm on board, I suppose.
And the other option is, we wait here until this churning whirlpool of timelines breaks everything anyway, so
yeah, no,
kind of fucked if we do, fucked if we don't. So,
well, maybe not fucked if we do.
Yeah, well, I mean,
so let's take that one.
We'll save that for later.
It was already fucking with where I'm from, so you know.
Miranda starts blushing again.
No. Miranda is confused.
Yeah, and Nova looks to Rigoberto and to Regina. So, I can count on you as well.
I mean, you already brought me here, might as well.
You know, I was gonna finish what I started, but, like I said, your timing was impeccable.
I'm so glad you think so. It is something I've been really working hard on. Time's hard to grasp when your mind is folded in infinitesimal blank space.
We've all been there.
Yeah, I get like that after a few too many drinks, so.
Oh, so you understand. Perhaps it's not as unique to me as I thought. Well, are there any other questions before we go? I'm happy to answer any questions you have. We do have some time. Not forever. In here, things move a bit slowly than out there.
Which way's the bathroom?
Oh, well, and she snaps her fingers and a doorless dome appears, and then a door, like, it just kind of appears as if it's always been there, and she's just right down there, second door to the right.
Oh, thanks.
Of course. And you watch as Miranda disappears into the dome, and the dome, like, basically now appears as if there is no door at all. There never was one there.
Fucking weird. So, in Nova, how did a clone of me end up here? Like, I guess I could just ask my clone, but also, like, I'm just confused in general.
Yes, and to be honest, though they didn't want to appear rude, your clones are still sort of sorting themselves out. A lot of that is because of the forced merging of their minds that do hold some fragments of your memories with a fully sentient NHP core. It was a traumatic process for all of them that they're still processing. And for some of the hybrids, meeting with their primes has been also traumatic. Some of us have been working through some rather unhealthy thoughts and things towards their primes. It's nothing against you.
I don't blame them if they just were brought up here with all my life. I'd be a little mad too.
But yes, as for how your clones came into my care, well, I was too late to, well, prevent the merging, but I arrived in time when they had, well, essentially Pazo Mocha's clone had overthrown the Gaussum research team that ran the facility, which probably surprises no one. And I helped those that were in need of a different path, because of course the Pazo Mocha clone joined Ra's forces not long after with some of her sisters and brothers.
Okay. Pinche Pazo just fucking everything up with that big ass head.
Yeah, no, they did.
Yeah, it is sort of interesting. A consistent across most timelines is that Pazo Mocha is, shall we say, pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Not surprising.
I barely know the bitch, but it checks out.
In some, she is a hero. But this timeline, this world, has been unkind to her. But, yes, your genetic material was recovered from your mech and the MSMC Pandora, and Gaussum and Union were desperate enough to try anything to get the upper hand in the war against Ra, even create human and NHP hybrids of their own. And so they thought, who better than to use the genetic material of people who had met Ra and lived. Not to say that it was the brightest idea, but they thought perhaps it would work. And in some ways it did, but not quite how they expected. humans and NHPs are barely compatible, as the results were wildly variable.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know. It's all fucked all the way down. Hopefully we can fix it.
I hope so too. I would go in your stead if I could, but I'm afraid I would lose myself to the noise. Anything else?
Hey guys, I'm back.
Oh, hey! Didn't know you left!
Well, no, that was Miranda.
Oh!
And you see she's like unwrapping a mint.
Oh, did you enjoy the bathroom? I put those mints there for you. I know they're your favorite.
Classy, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you had them when you were quite young, yes, on a business trip with your parents.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah.
You remembered the mints that she had?
Well, as a cascaded NHP that is merged with the soul, the blink space folded mind and soul of a human.
Time's weird.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Time is yeah, no, I understand that part. It's you going, remember that one time as a child you had mints from a bathroom? I got them for
they
you.
They were really good. Oh, hang on. Come try one. I just stuffed my pocket with them.
Yeah, you pull out a bunch for enough for everyone to try one.
Never mind, I stand corrected. These are good fucking mints.
Just a little like a little white lozenge kind
of. What's interesting is that they all taste a little bit different to all of you.
We don't know that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you don't know that, but
they are all tasting different mints.
Well, your GM is saying that for flavor.
Yeah, it's literally flavor.
I'll see myself out.
Roberto's gonna take one of the mints and drop it in the whiskey glass. Like, this is what I give people when they need to leave. So I'm trying to see if it could just make me leave.
But, you take a drink of it, nothing happens. It just tastes gross.
Fuck.
I mean, come on, Berto. Are you gonna be a sad sack this whole time?
They're gonna grab a mint and then put it in your drink.
Before you guys start fighting, I think we should probably go over what we're good at.
Fighting.
Oh yes, strategy. That's a good idea.
Yes. I don't want to go into fighting a god plus their mind babies and security intel without a plan of some sort. Especially.
Oh no, I was giving you an answer for what I'm good at.
Fighting? Oh, okay, nice.
Seconded.
Okay, to fighting.
I don't really know what my strengths are really anyways, but some people would call it some fuck shit. Yes.
Some people.
Some people.
Because it looks like y'all have sort of met each other before. Can anyone verify this one? And what they're good at? What you think they're good at?
Well, Liren's sort of like a glass cannon, if I remember correctly.
That's a good way of putting it.
Taliesin likes punching things, and coincidentally, so does Rigoberto, but Rigoberto has a gun.
Yeah, I also like to annoy people. I annoyed the god last time enough to just stop.
I look directly at Nova and I go, so you put me on a team where there's four fisticuffs and I'm the cat herder.
Well, I suppose when you put it that way.
I can herd myself, thank you.
It's not too much of a pat on the back to say I make everyone more effective. How about that?
I mean, listen, I'm good at some other things, but I really don't think they're going to be relevant in this case.
I appreciate you for keeping it simple.
I could have gone a lot of different routes, but I kind of got railroaded into a lot of combat experience at a very young age.
Valid.
So you can't blame me.
Being a super soldier will do that to you.
Super soul. That's
It'll
nice.
Do a lot to you.
Well, for me, I speak like 27 languages, but a lot of them are dead. I can handle myself in and outside of a mech, but I do my best when I don't fucking move. And I'm unfortunately the one that's good at talking in this group, which is very upsetting to note, since my best talking comes from when I don't talk.
I mean, I could talk all night. Am I good at it? Who the fuck could say?
No, I meant like through negotiations and stuff. That being the negotiator was not my job. It was being the translator and like cultural assistant. That was my job.
Have whatever you would use to describe the equivalent of having like +2 to charm in some sort of arbitrary measurement system.
Oh, you mean like like homosexuals and helmets?
I do mean exactly like off. That.
Fuck off.
God damn it.
Damn. Well, under those terms, I'm definitely an intelligent charisma based, but like my charisma's a little low. I'm more like an intelligent strength with a decent charisma stat. No wisdom, though.
I am wholly lost on this part of the conversation.
Poorly? I didn't hear that correctly.
I am completely, totally,
unequivocally.
Yes.
Nice.
Undeniably and reliably dead.
It sounds like nerd shit.
See, you are all getting along so well already. You're going to be a great team.
We're gonna be best friends.
Besties. I do the broski shaka bra hand gesture. Wiggle it a bit.
Thought you're gonna do another JoJo pose.
No, that's when I'm in the mech.
Okay, I have a question about Sovereign.
Yeah?
Does she constantly look dead inside?
Nah, she just constantly looks, she constantly looks a little confused. But like, but the confusion can be read as stoic. You know? Like,
I'm imagining a more buff toned Kronk.
You're not wrong.
What?
That's how Kronk looks and talks.
Like Kronk from Emperor's New Groove?
Seems like a JoJo where it's, you know, like, listen, on the outside, you know, I'm just, I'm all cool and composure. On the inside, it's like, what the fuck is happening?
On the inside, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, like Jotaro. I'm Joseph, but Sovereign, I guess, would be more Jotaro, but less of a misogynist.
Yeah.
I love Jotaro so much, except he's a mad misogynist. That's what yelling. Throughout the entire third season, I was like, "Look at this fucking misogynist!" I was
such a dick for no reason.
Did anybody actively want to attempt to learn witness? I'm only asking this because I think I'm the best teacher of it, right? For like in this fucking vicinity.
Yes.
I have no idea what that is.
So witness is a language, it's an alien language where it's essentially you speak through thoughts and emotions and you project it. Like onto other people, so it's like speaking through vibe checks. It's like
it's like airdropping someone a vibe, and that's your language.
It's super cool narratively, which is why I was like, if you guys wanted to learn, low key,
I'm gonna totally fuck you up. Yes.
Yeah, low key, it's not that difficult, I think, but
yeah, it's something that you like. You have to kind of work at a little bit, but once you get kind of exposed to it, the more you're exposed to it, the easier it gets. And especially people that are more naturally empathetic pick it up more quickly.
Liren would love to witness, both literally and figuratively.
Oh, like witness.
Witness me! Okay, I said it.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it's just pretty... it's, I guess Regina will ask in character as well. It makes sense. Like, any of you guys want to attempt to learn this language called Witness? It's like speaking completely in vibe checks.
Do we have time?
It's pretty easy to pick up. It's pretty easy to practice, too. Yeah.
Besides the fact, I think that it might be rather advantageous to have an alternative mode of communication that is based in truth. When you go into an Eidolon, you may not be able to trust what comes out of your mouths.
Yeah, that was why I was gonna ask. It's pretty wild.
Is Ra likely to speak it?
Maybe. Which
I would vibe check Ra.
Yeah, like it. There's a chance that Ra knows how to speak it, and if it does, then that means that bitch can't really lie.
Well, Ra is omnipotent, so more than likely they are aware of the language.
And I'm up for it then.
Yeah. This sounds enlightening. Why not? And Sovereign, the vibes that you get, not necessarily from Liren, but at least Liren's energy, are very much like, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
Oh, you're full of baggage, I see.
Slaps trunk.
This Liren can fit so much trauma in it.
I request more tea, because if I'm about to get dealt with everybody's daddy equivalent issues, I might as well drink up.
Oh, of course. Here's some more tea, please. Thank you. Have as much as you need.
Thank you. And for the rest of you, essentially, try projecting what you're feeling outside. Sounds like some culty shit, right? But I promise you, with the right context, this shit works. And in Witness, I'm gonna go like this.
All right.
Am I doing it? Liren's kind of like tensing his body.
You gotta relax a little bit. It's gonna feel like a feeling.
My imagination is Taliesin would pick this up immediately. Like, already she is so much id that this is just an extension of that. Of just like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you immediately, because with Witness, it's almost like minds touching minds. Especially Taliesin, I think you can already start to feel Regina's mind touching yours. What is your mind saying to Taliesin's mind, Regina?
I'm probably trying to project something easy to grasp. So I'm thinking of floating in a pool of space with just, like, you know, floating in zero G.
Yeah.
With a bunch of stars around. Yeah, pool of space. Just nice. It's super chill. That's for sure. There's definitely no fear of, like, the unknown and void and shit. It's just going to be a very chill vibe. So that way it's easier for y'all to grab it and not do what I did the first time, which was project all my thoughts 24/7.
Yeah. Taliesin, what do you do when you feel this?
I mean, the problem is, like, I recognize that this doesn't follow with the metaphor anymore, but when you were just saying floating in a pool of space, my mind was like, Taliesin's immediate, like, this is the reaction, is cannonball.
Do it.
Just wrecking ball of yes, sensation. Yes, okay, cool. I got this. This is rad. I don't know if I want to, like, fight you during this or do something else, but I'm definitely up for that.
Perfect. Yeah, and so in return, Regina, you get this image of Taliesin cannonballing into the pool of space with you. And you're almost, like, sort of sharing this mind space together where you can sort of communicate with each other through feelings, through your innermost thoughts and truths. And I think the rest of you start to catch on to this as well. How do you all respond as you start to feel this this image of Regina and Taliesin floating in this void of space?
I almost say for Rigoberto, just because there's, like, they've had like where they are, there is alien life, and I imagine something like this is not completely unheard of.
Yeah, probably not.
So they're probably kind of more grasping into it, and so instead of like a cannonball, I think Rigoberto just kind of like shows up, kind of floating. It's like, oh, that's easier than I thought.
Yeah. It's really weird to explain, but picking it up, it's real nice. All in witness, by the way, but I don't speak it out loud this time because I think I'm learned enough.
Well, I think that you're all probably ready to go. Does everyone have what they need?
I don't carry much on me, so I suppose.
Olsen checks her flask. Could I get a top up just because Bruno really went through?
Oh, I almost forgot. I almost forgot about Bruno and Captain Sang. And Nova just like snaps her fingers again, and Bruno and Captain Zhang appear in the field. And they're like,
Does Vesto appear in the field?
Oh yes, so does Vesto. I'll always forget about Vesto Velvet's life.
Vesto was extra forgotten about.
And then she's like, I there was one more person on there, wasn't there? What was their name? Gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Help me out. There was a third one, right? Or am I forgetting?
Liren, what was their name? Pesto. No.
I remember she was very capable.
Oh, I think I remember. And they snap their fingers again. Vesto Belvin Slifer appears. Oh, God. Where have you guys been in here drinking tea?
I forgot about Vesto. I was talking about the other person, but...
What?
Okay, whatever.
What are you talking... Liren, really? You all just leave me on the shuttle alone with two people I don't know? And you
can drink tea? I do not control the blink space folding.
Okay, that's fair.
Also, we were in prison together for like several months. If you didn't spend time with Bruno and Zhang, that's kind of on you.
You know, that's actually super fair. And Bruno's actually like, bro, we played poker together, like, every night.
Let's have a real good poker face.
God, yes, I need the Bruno Vesto conversation.
So we cut back to them at a table playing poker, and Bruno's like, all right, I raise you, and puts a bet in the middle of the table. I don't know how to actually play poker. I raise you this much. And Vesto goes, go fish. And that's the end of the scene.
That's a beautiful callback to when we were playing Go Fish on the in the Cascade. Said,
they say, go fish. And Bruno goes, what?
And that's, you have that's to be the there.
And that's pretty much it, is that Bruno's just trying to get Vesto to play poker. Vesto doesn't know how to play poker and is stubbornly playing Go Fish, and they just play until they get tired of it. But yes, so the three of your companions are here now, and Nova says, oh yes, you know, this might actually be good, because perhaps I can send you into the Meta Vault with a ship, and they can sort of be your support squad.
Oh, joy.
Well, more... only if you want to, of course. You can, of course, say no.
Can they handle it? I don't fucking know then.
Vesto's kind of like, support squad? For what?
World's ending, buddy. You want to get in to help it? Or would you like to just sit here and drink tea and hope it works out?
No,
if you need to sit this one out, it's okay. It's okay. No. Hey. Look at me.
Okay. Yeah. Look at me. Yeah.
Have some tea.
Okay.
You can sit this one out. You have done enough for us.
Sure, I just...
This may be a little on the nose, but do you need an ice pack?
That would be nice. I just... God, I... Not this shit again. I was...
No, I know.
To retire.
No, I know.
My grandkid's probably born by now.
No, I know. Well...
Won't be born for long.
But that's not helpful.
Yeah, well, no.
Shit is helpful, my dude.
You need to be... I know you don't know them, but you need to be very gentle with Vesto.
Rigoberto is gonna like...
You're a fragile being.
Yeah. Wave to Zhang is like, well, I'm surprised you're not stuck with paperwork.
Huh. Not much paperwork out here. But I'm surprised to see you around here. I thought you... Well, the official story was you died on Asura 9, but the others said you went into a blink space gate into another world.
Yeah, I went home. But guess what? I get to spend some more time with you.
Huh. The pleasure is mine. Jokes aside, I'm glad to see you. And Zhang actually gives you an uncharacteristic, nod and smile.
You're gonna write the one not back. And then Bruno's like, Bruno, I finally get to tell you about the Kukui. Maybe it's scarier than rock, I could say.
Oh, I don't know about that.